broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and good evening. Welcome to our program. We are a radio show that is a news talk and entertainment talk show that knows what it's talking about. Every night we are here from, from 10 on the West Coast all the way to 1, from 1 to 4 on the East Coast, and we are a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, and I totally forgot our role out here, bud.
And also the truth.
Yes, truth is our bitch. And, of course, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Thank you for being with us tonight. And we're going to be here, as I mentioned, to the preceding mentioned times. And we have a pretty good show this evening. We're going to talk with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police because we figured he's the most likely guy to get to on this story that has the just has the smell of, law enforcement not doing its job. I hate to say that. U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement are going to be probing the Trayvon Martin killing in Sanford, Florida. This happened at the end of February, and this was a 17-year-old high school student from Miami Gardens. So he's from the south of the state. He's gone to Sanford, Florida, where he is staying at his father's girlfriend's house, and I don't know whether that is also a house that his father shares with a girlfriend, but nonetheless, he had been suspended. So he was up there staying with this other relative, or near this other relative. As he's walking to a nearby 7-Eleven store, he's spotted by an alleged neighborhood watch volunteer with a long history of calling in false alarms. His name is George Zimmerman. Mr. Zimmerman sees this boy and immediately calls the police to say he spotted someone who, quote, looks drugged or is walking too slowly. As it later turned out, Trayvon Martin had no drugs in his system. He also wasn't armed. Mr. Zimmerman then said that he turned his truck at a corner to see the street that he was on. As he got out to check this street name, he was attacked from behind by this kid, Trayvon Martin. Witnesses say they heard gunshots. They saw men wrestling, and Trayvon Martin is dead. Zimmerman claims self-defense. It's his word really against the kid because I don't think there were any witnesses who saw this from beginning to end. Sanford police, quote, investigated, end quote, and decide it was nothing to arrest Mr. Zimmerman over. Now, I don't know whether they said it was a justified thing, whether they were withholding their decision until later. In other words, they might arrest him later upon further investigation. But what we got here is a guy, a citizen, who had a right to carry the weapon. He had a license. We're not debating that. What we're debating, though, is did he have cause to fire this gun and kill this kid that he said was acting suspiciously? He said the kid's hands were in suspicious places, one in his waistband, the other holding something. As it turned out, the kid was holding a can of Arizona iced tea and a bag of Skittles. This, again, is this guy, George Zimmerman, who I saw at least the transcription, and I heard a little bit of the 911 call that he made. And at one point, he says something about how these blank blanks always get away. And he said, this guy looks wrong, and all kinds of things. He was also told by the police dispatcher, do not continue to follow him. He was asked, are you following him? He said, yes, I am. He says, all right, we don't need you to do that anymore. So he was sort of warned off of this individual. The next thing you know, this boy is dead, and this guy, Zimmerman, apparently has not been placed out of arrest, placed under arrest. It said here, according to a quote, I believe this is a quote from the local law enforcement, negligence, recklessness, mistakes, and accidents are not prosecutable under the federal criminal civil rights laws. Okay, so that's a federal cop talking. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us. Mr. Sanis, you have had your organization, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer neighborhood organization, since 1996, correct?
Phil, it is correct, but I need for you to back up just a hair there because we are not a neighborhood watch group. We would not call ourselves a neighborhood watch group. We feel neighborhood watch groups are what they are. They're individuals who have no real knowledge of the life and the ways of law enforcement. We're here to save lives. And while you call us volunteer, we are committed to the safety of our neighborhoods.
And well, you're not an official police agency. The reason why I'm asking you is because this guy is carrying a weapon. Do you guys carry guns?
Well, again, I'm a little bit concerned about you comparing us to one of these neighborhood watch groups, you know.
This guy had a weapon on him. It was a...
My understanding, the man had... he did have... I don't want to really talk about this situation because I don't know enough about it, and I don't want our organization to get painted with the same broad brush that is being painted, which I personally, you know, I hope that the full, you know, justice befalls this individual, because I can tell you right now, I would never have a guy like this in our organization. He sounds nervous. He sounded like he was jumpy. Sounded to me like sort of a typical neighborhood watch person. That's why we don't, you know, I am a little bit offended you calling us a neighborhood watch.
Well, all right. So, in other words, you think you're, well, all right, your organization, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is not a neighborhood watch group. You are, I guess, better trained, would you say?
We're not. It's like asking the police, are you neighborhood watch or are you the police? We're the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And
well, you're not, okay, you're not officially recognized by the state or any of the states that you're in.
I don't know if that it matters. We don't have to be officially recognized to know what our rights are in the Constitution. We have a right of citizen's arrest. And I just want to, again, reiterate what I said to you a moment ago. This individual, this Zimmerman, sounds like not an individual I'm going to want to have anything to do with. He sounds, as I said, nervous, jumpy. Sounds like he has a nervous problem. I would never have him in our organization. I would never have any neighborhood watch person in our organization, because those people tend to be jumpy. They tend to be a little bit on the nervous side. They want or want to be cops. I can't tell you the number of people we get around here. They come hanging around the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They want to be cops.
Well, I mean, you don't you attract the same kinds of people? You know,
why would we attract? I understand we're not officially the police. You're right, and we are a volunteer group, but we're not a bunch of wannabes. I think that's a little insulting to call us wannabes, because you can't really call us wannabes when we do have, we do have our own uniforms. We are acting under the constitutional right to arrest. I just don't think it's fair.
And all right, I don't want to say that you guys are involved in anything like this. I asked you a question if you carry guns. Do you carry guns?
We have no need for that, no. We are very secure in our ability to apprehend and to take down any suspect that we would want to. So we're pretty confident in all of that, certainly.
All right, well, now what was happening here was a neighborhood watch guy, you know, keeping in mind that you do not consider yourselves to be neighborhood watch people. And we're talking to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. You're not a neighborhood watch group. You're a volunteer security force, shall we say.
No, I would not call us that either, because that brings to mind the security guards that are, you know, hired to patrol shopping malls.
All right, well, you're a security... I mean, you're some kind of a group. You're an auxiliary police agency, meaning you are a volunteer group.
We are a volunteer. Excuse me, we're a volunteer group of police. And to say that we have the same values as these nervous neighborhood watchers, who, you know, I'd tell you right now, I wouldn't want to be around none of them. And I would most likely have to disarm them were we in the area. Even this guy who legally had that weapon, I would still have to pull him over and say, look, I get that weapon away from you, because I just have a sense that I know what you're going to do. And
Let me ask you the difference between you and this guy. If you saw a young man walking down the road, according to this guy, he looked drugged and he was walking too slowly in the rain, what would you do?
Well, first of all, Phil, we do not pull over or stop teenage boys for any reason. If there is a young person that is suspicious to us or needs to be spoken to, it's generally a young female, and the only reason why we would ever stop a young female is to see if she's carrying bags, to see if there's any kind of clothing in there that is might be the kind of clothing that you would not want to see a teenage girl wearing, or, you know, if there's any sort of bathing suit or any kind of a, I don't want to say that we're not prying, and this is not about, you know, us getting our kicks or anything, but if she's got any kind of underwear or anything like that. The only reason why we might stop a teenage boy.
So you would stop a teenage boy?
We generally do not, no. But if we did, it would generally be because of whatever kind of headphones, if he's wearing headphones of music he's listening to, which might influence some sort of rap old behavior, and that would be hip-hop.
And so if he's listening to rap?
And only to listen to what it is that he's listening to. Can we listen, you know, if he has headphones on, we want to give that a listen. If we do hear rap music, I am very familiar with rap music. A lot of it I like. I mean, I like Drake. I like Lil Wayne. But I can't let in many cases in a lot of these neighborhoods, these are Caucasian neighborhoods, you can't let a Caucasian hear a lot of that.
Why not?
I'm sorry?
Why not? What do you mean you can't hear a lot of Caucasian?
A lot of the white neighborhoods, not all of them, but a lot of them, it signifies something dangerous is all.
All right, we're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here about this situation in Florida, this neighborhood watch guy that shot and killed someone walking down the street. As a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Mr. Santos, his organization is a volunteer organization, too. He says he wouldn't have anything to do with a neighborhood watch group and that they don't stop teenagers. They don't even question the teenagers being in the area unless it's a female with clothing that she shouldn't be wearing or a young white kid listening to hip-hop. This whole world of neighborhood watch and volunteer watch groups, it's going to be coming under some scrutiny here in the near future. 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we talk about this neighborhood watch guy in Florida who is alleged to have shot and killed a young man from Miami who'd been staying up there and was walking down the street, and this neighborhood watch guy thought he was suspicious, and they got into it somehow. According to the neighborhood watch guy, the kid jumped him from behind. Do you believe any of this, Jay?
Well, I certainly would not want to have this neighborhood watch. First of all, neighborhood watch guys, neighborhood watch people tend to probably watch too many, you know, TV shows, cop shows, or have kind of a wannabe thing about them. I know you're talking about me and Citizens Auxiliary Police. No, we're not official police, and we're not paid. We are a volunteer. And I can go so far as to tell you that we use our homes as substations on weekends. You know, I use my own home as a substation or a holding cell on weekends. So some people will look at what we do and say that we're sort of Mickey Mouse or what have you. Well, I can assure you we're not Mickey Mouse. We are a group of people who are very serious about what we do. And as far as I'm concerned, these neighborhood watch people, they should all probably go into jail.
So you think this guy is guilty?
I don't know if he's guilty or not, but he sounds like the nervous type. I would not have pulled this boy over unless he had on some kind of headphones or some sort of a listening device or was, you know, listening on some kind of a radio or what they call these kids have a ghetto box or ghetto blaster, or they're listening to this hip-hop music or this kind of thing.
You made the comment here earlier, Jay, that you like hip-hop music yourself, but you can't have a Caucasian kid listening to that?
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, yes, you did. Yeah, you did. You said it was suspicious.
Well, if I said that, I didn't say I was going to actually stop a kid from... I'm not going to stop a kid, you know. I'm not going to stop some kid from... Caucasian kid I'm saying, okay, it's the same thing as if you see a Caucasian down near the projects, and right away you know he's down there buying drugs. Well, if I see a Caucasian kid walking down the street listening to hip-hop, don't you think that right away he's going to want to be one of these hip-hops or hip-hop people, this kind of thing?
No, I don't think that. That's just it. I don't. It's, first of all, one is illegal buying drugs. The other is not. You know?
Well, you asked me, Phil, a question. I'll give you an answer. I personally like hip-hop music. I think I enjoy it, but that's me. I'm an adult. If you've got, as I mentioned, a kid. Now, the other is the teenage girls. If we see these girls going down the street.
You mentioned that the only reason why you'd pull over a teenage girl is if what?
The only reason we're going to stop a teenage girl is if she has bags that may have clothing she just purchased that we feel is probably not appropriate. If she got them, and I don't want to say because it makes us sound, some people have said it makes us sound like we've got some kind of a pervert problem. But if we, if she's got underwear, I'm certainly going to have to look at that second glance.
What does that mean? If she's got underwear, you got to look at it a second glance.
If she's under 18, she's got underwear that's from a sex shop. That's when we're going to have to take a stand.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number here. Let's go to Steve in Corona, California. Steve, how are you on the Phil Henry Show?
Yes, sir. I'm a father. I've got a young son. I also have a daughter. And I listened to what you just said about, and I'm very nervous.
You're doing fine, sir.
And I listened to the gentleman, what you said about having a boy walking down the street and he's listening to hip-hop.
Yes, sir. If I see a boy...
If you see him with headphones?
If I see a boy with headphones, yes, sir.
Okay. If he's walking down the street listening to music and it's not hip-hop music, then what?
Well, I think hip-hop is what we want to... concentrate on because we think it's probably the kind of music going to lead somebody to be interested in a gang life.
Okay, my son listens to Anthrax. Is there anything you could do about that?
Your son listens to what is that?
The group is Anthrax?
Yeah, Anthrax.
I don't know if that...
That's a band.
Well, we certainly have a problem with the name.
Yeah, well, that's my point. And I can't get my son to stop listening to that. Secondly,
you want your son to stop listening to Anthrax, I would certainly try and get more of parental control.
But there's nothing about the group Anthrax that's... Their music is great, and...
No, I understand that.
Certainly, the title of that group is what I've got a problem with, because it is about... obviously, it's a name that I've got a problem with.
It's a name that caused... Anthrax caused country trouble, and you got a kid that's... thinks that's cool to be listening to a band named after something that can kill the whole Eastern Seaboard. That would be a problem.
Okay, and then the other question about the girls. My daughter is going to be 14 this year. She's becoming a woman, and I love her very much. I also can see that she's becoming a woman, and there's no doubt in my mind that if she gets compliments from boys or whatever, however you want to call it, she's going to go right down to the drugstore and buy underwear.
Well, they're not going to go down.
Probably go down to a lady shop, huh?
Yes, sir. That's what I meant. She'll probably go down there and get underwear.
Well, that's where we're going to stop her and check, sir.
And you will.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to ask a question about this because I'm not sure that I would want that. As a matter of fact, I'm sure that I wouldn't.
In what way?
I don't want some guys... like you, Jay, or your Citizens Auxiliary Police stopping my daughter and checking to see what she has in her bags.
Well, if she's a teenager, is what we're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You would rather that she be secreting or otherwise hiding from you certain kinds of underwear. I'm not saying all underwear, Mr. Henry. We're not talking about that.
No, I think I understand what he means, Mr. Henry. It's not just the regular underwear. It's underwear that you can tell.
Underwear that is used for the purpose of a sexual encounter.
No, I understand that, and again, I don't know that I want you or anybody else in the Citizens Auxiliary Police checking into her bags. God dang, man, I'm telling you. Checking her bags to make sure that she, to make sure that she's got the right kind of underwear. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil,
welcome back. Here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the line with us as we talk about the Southern brand of justice there, I guess, in Sanford, Florida, because that's really what this was in your earlier comments. That was part of what this was about, Jay.
Well, I don't think that there's any doubt about it. We have Sanford police who sound like they don't know what they're doing. You got a sort of, excuse me for putting it this way, Phil, but, you know, I've been on the front lines of law enforcement a long time, and you got sort of a cracker mentality with this neighborhood watch.
Now, a lot of people are going to consider that rather racist or anti-white or anti-Southern white. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying anything about, you know, I'm white. I'm not saying, you know, I'm white, and I'm not saying I'm a cracker or anything of this nature. I'm just saying that you have that kind of mentality down there, and you got police officers who I think are second, third, fourth generation of a kind of mentality. If they see a black or, you know, one of the blacks, they get nervous. And
now, this was not the police, though, that pulled this gun and shot this guy.
No, I understand that, but it was the police that listened to this Zimmerman, who, by the way, if you think I'm saying, you know, an anti-white deal, that Zimmerman looks to me like he's at least Hispanic or Mexican or something.
Well, I mean, Mexican, Hispanic people are considered to be white. So that's not in terms of race, maybe culture.
Well, okay, you can say what you want, but he looked more Mexican than anything else.
All right, but again, the last name is Zimmerman, and even if you were Hispanic, they're still considered, that is considered the Caucasian race. Maybe in America we've got some subcultural differences, but I'm asking you specifically about the Sanford police. You're the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You're not a professional police organization, okay?
No, we're not, Mr. Henry, but I can tell you if there's one thing that Sanford could use, it would be a Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is a medium range to small southern city. It does not, in fact, probably qualify technically as a city. It's probably more of a town. If you want to look that up in a Wikipedia or an encyclopedia or something, it'd be more on a town size. Number two, the way they just signed off on this, you know, guy in his pickup truck, I would never sign off and say a guy in a pickup truck who had a gun and he shot down a kid who is black. I think you've got to be some sort of, you know, uneducated, illiterate person to just say, okay, you go right ahead, you have your soldiers, a tip of the pith helmet, and you have yourself go on a merry way.
Are you telling me as you are talking about this? Are you telling me that the Citizens Auxiliary Police, your group, is more professional than the Sanford Police?
We would have done a much more thorough job of investigating it. Yeah.
That's an interesting comment. I'd like to know what it would be. We're going to give our number out 877-876-PHIL. What would you gentlemen have done, being a volunteer police agency, not even a professional police agency?
You know, you're saying that an awful lot, Mr. Henry, and I don't see to what point are you trying to do.
What am I trying? Just letting people know that you're not a professional police organization. You've come on here criticizing the Sanford police, the Sanford, Florida police, the fact that this man Zimmerman was not charged with any crime, the fact that this man Zimmerman is out free. There doesn't appear to have been any charge, even manslaughter, leveled against this guy. I don't know how much investigation they put into it. And okay, so there are questions. Now you're coming along and saying that your group is better than that.
I think the American people today can look at this Southern police force and say that it probably needs to be, you know, I think it probably needs to have immediately some sort of a federal oversight or state oversight. We would be happy to come in. I'm not a professional, but I'll tell you right now, I'd do a better job than they did. And that's just how I feel about it. I think what they did was mostly a reaction if you won't call it Mayberry RFD, you call it Mayberry RFD. You know, to me, that's what it is. When the young black kid's walking down the street, and here comes a white guy in a pickup truck with a gun, I think you pretty much know you have to have your antenna up because something bad is bound to happen, and you better believe it did.
Talking to Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, pulling over a teenager because he's listening to hip-hop.
Well, I'm saying that's what I would have done. I would never have hassled that kid. That guy stopped that kid because he had iced tea.
No, I understand. He stopped. He didn't even stop him. He stopped, and somehow something happened. But and I don't know what it was.
I'm pretty sure I got it figured out. I mean, it's easy as pie. And it also shows how much good we are. Because I can tell you right now, that guy stopped his truck. He looked. The kid looked at him. He got nervous. He pulled his gun out. Probably almost dropped it. I mean, you can almost imagine what happened. The guy pulled his gun and fumbled with it, probably almost dropped it, fired, the bullet ricocheted off the cement and killed the kid. I don't even think he probably was aiming at him. But
that's really interesting. There's no ballistics there at all, and there's no, I haven't seen any forensic evidence.
But I mean, the point that I'm trying to make here is that I would not have pulled that kid over or investigated that kid for anything. What I would have done, very, very simply, is if he was wearing headphones or if a teenage girl has got underwear.
We're talking to Jay Sanders here, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to bring on here now Dr. Jim Sadler, as well as Vernon Dozier, an educator and a psychologist, to talk to Jay about the dealing with young people, number one, and the psychology of a situation like this for police. Dr. Sadler, how are you?
Very good, Phil.
And Vernon, how are you, sir?
Yes, I can hear you, Phil. We're here in Glendale tonight. Got some construction going on in another room, so you can speak up.
Okay, I want to start with you. And Jay, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm not exactly sure I know why.
Well, I wanted to get some idea from either one of these men. If you are on target with your comments about whether these cops are professional enough, if we should be dealing with our kids strictly on the basis of the music they listen to and the clothes they wear, and if you guys are actually better. So Vernon, in terms of teenagers, hip hop music and the lingerie or the underwear.
Well, I don't think you can pull over a teenager and ask them what kind of music they're listening to or check their underwear. The only people that can check a teenager's underwear are the parents. If I felt that there was a stranger out there checking someone's underwear, I don't think I have to be a teacher to come up with this. I would very, very quickly put a stop to that.
Well, you'd be interfering then with me, sir.
I'd be interfering with you, huh?
Yes, sir. You'd be interfering with me and Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Ooh, that's...
you want to be sarcastic, sir?
Ooh.
Well, if you...
All right, let's not do that, okay?
I mean, he's saying I'm interfering with you, huh?
Yes, sir, that's right. You'd be interfering with Citizens Auxiliary Police. All right, Phil, I don't know.
Well, Vernon, have you got anything else to say besides that?
What else are you going to say, Phil? I've got a guy here who is swallowing his L's. He's not an official police officer.
I come from western Pennsylvania. It's an accent.
Yeah, okay. He's not an official police officer. And he's looking in a bag at a girl's underwear.
All right, Dr. Sandler, let me ask you, the psychology of a small-town police force dealing with whatever threats may be coming in from the outside on the one hand and a nervous citizenry on the other hand, what kind of a challenge does that create?
What are you talking about? The Sanford Police Department. I've done work with police agencies over the years. And I think it's important to recognize that there's a transition. Excuse me. There's a transition
that's going on between the very mentality and mindset that Mr. Santos was talking about, which is the 1960s boss hog mindset, and the new police science, new police methods, which I think are far more prevalent now. I'm talking about redneck. No, I understand you're talking about rednecks, but the redneck that you see, Mr. Santos, in the police department can very equally be applied to yourselves, that you are a redneck in the way that you look at this small town, that you have a prejudice. I don't have no prejudice, sir. All I'm saying is I'm trying to understand, that a kid I'm trying to understand. You know what I mean? I don't think you're up for the job.
Well, why is he not up for the job?
He wants to be a citizen's auxiliary police officer, but he's rapidly recognizing that that very thing that he wants to be, the very idea of a force like that, is what caused this tragedy in the first place. That's bull crap. No, it's not bull crap. Yeah, it is. No, it's not.
Well, okay, fine. I mean, it's a matter of opinion.
You two guys can, you know, argue all you want about it. But the point I'm making here is this guy's not a real cop.
Well, see, that's the thing I found the most infuriating. Call me not a cop. And you don't even speak good, too.
Well, neither one of you guys speaks, but he's not a cop. The neighborhood watch guy's not a cop. There are real cops, and the real cops weren't doing their job. And why is that? Because cops don't ordinarily do their job. I don't have a great deal of love for cops. I don't have a great deal of respect for cops. In fact, I don't like cops at all. But I'll tell you this much, if they have to exist, if we're forced to have them among us, then by God, they better start doing their jobs.
Sir, I think that's very destructive.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Mumbles. What was that?
Never mind. Why don't you go to...
What's that? You just told me to...
All right, hold on. You don't like cops, but if they're going to do their job, then they should do their job, huh?
What? I didn't say that. I said...
I got the general gist of what it was you were saying. We'll take another break here as we talk about what happened in Florida and around the country with neighborhood watch groups and the like. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Excuse me.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we thank Jim Sadler and Vernon Dozier.
Phil, for me, it wasn't necessary to have those gentlemen on, though.
No, I understand that, but it gives us some perspective into the psychology of being a police officer, as well as the whatever the mindset is of these, you know, neighborhood watch people. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Here is Richard. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Who is with this pseudo police force? It seems
it's
like
not pseudo, sir. It's an auxiliary police force of a citizens auxiliary police.
Okay, which would be pseudo, just like pseudosciences are. It would be a pseudo law enforcement force. It's attitudes.
I understand that.
It's attitudes of that nature that give law enforcement a very bad name. I was in law enforcement for 7 years, and I'm currently a security guard. And to say that a pair of underwear or music is probable cause to stop a teenager is just insane, in my opinion.
There is a reason why you're no longer a police officer doing a security job. I mean, you know, we have to talk about that.
And where's your credentials, sir?
I'm sorry, my credentials? What do you mean, my credentials?
You said the university where you received your police science degree.
Well, I mean, Jay, I think what he's saying is if you're asking this gentleman what his qualifications are, what are yours?
Wait, excuse me, hold on. I wasn't fired from the police.
I never said I was fired. I actually was injured. I blew my knee out. So, broad statements, it sounds like you just have a one-sided mind, that you're a throwback to the 60s, and they need to keep people like you off the street trying to stop people.
I'm saying, if you want to see girls going down the street wearing any kind of underwear they want...
What does it matter? Well, close over it, sir. You sound like, you picked on this, so-called redneck backwoods location of Sanford, Florida,
right.
But you seem to have a lot of the same views as a person in that area would be, as Boss Hogg, as the previous gentleman spoke of.
I'm just trying to say that Sanford, Florida, is about as redneck as it's going to get. And they had a guy down there with a gun kill a kid, and the police down there probably sitting down breaking bread with this guy having a beer. I would not do that.
Your opinion is to stop crime, you have to find out what kind of music's in the kid's iPod and what kind of underwear she bought from Victoria's Secret.
I'm not asking to look up a kid's dress or nothing. I'm just seeing what's inside the bag. And you're
it's
telling
none
me
of your
that
business.
You would.
This is the United States of America, and they haven't taken all of our civil liberties away. When you graduate and you put your 2.5 to 4 years into a police science course, receive your certificate, pass the physical quals, and you're certified to carry a gun, then you can stop someone for probable cause. And the first time
I don't have time for those politics. You want to mess around with that? That's fine.
Talking about getting an education.
Well, I mean, if you're telling me that a kid going down the street listening to hip hop, and all they're talking about in the hip hop music is drugs and things they do.
You yourself proclaim to be a hip hop fan.
Very much so. Very much so.
Okay, so what's the difference between the 16-year-old kid walking around and you walking around? Maybe his parents
because
are smart enough to
I'm
tell
not susceptible. Him that. I'm not susceptible to the brainwash that it's doing.
No, you're just susceptible to ignorant pseudo law enforcement, and you just want to walk around and harass little kids in the mall.
I've been listening to that on a headphone though. I mean, if you think I'm susceptible to ignorant law enforcement, I'm not walking down the street pumping it into my head through headphones. I mean,
no, it's already predetermined in your mind, sir. And like I said, I've never called you
right,
anything. I've never. And
I appreciate your call, sir, very much.
This guy's telling me that I'm brainwashed, but it's a kid that's getting his brains cooked with the headphones. I don't get it.
No, anyway, thank you very much, Richard, for your call. 877-876-7445. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is...
I know what he's saying. He's saying that I'm brainwashed. I brainwashed myself, okay? I didn't brainwash myself.
He said that you're just as brainwashed with a mindset about law enforcement, which says that you should be able to stop some kid to see what kind of underwear she bought. But that's really, I think that we are so far afield, okay?
That's not brainwashing, Mr. Henry. That's something that I personally developed, a philosophy that I developed with Major Owen Newton.
With the what?
I said that's a philosophy that I developed with Major Owen Newton.
Major L. Newton?
Major Elvis Newton.
Oh, Major Elvis Newton, that's fine, but we're so far afield of where we want to be right now. We were supposed to be talking about the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we're supposed to be talking about the situation in Florida, and what you call the dangerous neighborhood watch groups and the dangerous police department, and how you guys would do that so much better.
We would do a lot better. We would do a lot better. That's how pathetic some of these southern... redneck police forces, that's what I call police farce. Yeah, police farce. We would do a lot better. We would not be stopping some kid because he's eating Skittles and drinking an iced tea. And I don't think I'd let some redneck driving around with a truck with a gun. And
even though he has a license to carry it?
If he had a license to carry it, then my name's Donald. My name is Donald the Duck. Because I can tell you right now...
No, he had a license to carry it.
Well, okay, if he had a license to carry it, then somebody has done something very wrong. Very wrong. Because if you look at that guy, take a look at that guy and tell me that there isn't, if that guy isn't wrong, and that's a term that the police do use, we'll look at a guy and we'll say, boy, that guy's just wrong. You know? He's just wrong. And I look at him, he looks wrong.
So, meaning what? So he shouldn't have had that license?
He should not have been given a license to carry a weapon. And
based upon what?
Again, Mr. Henry, it's based upon police, the police science of looking right at that guy's face, and you can tell just the way he looks out of his face, he's crazier than a crap house rat. That's all I'm saying.
Well, okay, Jay, good luck with your analysis of that situation in South Florida, because it's only going to get uglier. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. The John Carter film has lost $200 million, putting it among the worst flops ever. And the Vikings have brought mice to Greenland. We'll talk about that and more, along with James Cameron. Is he an ego case heading to the deepest part of the ocean? A dive that he's going to be attempting at the Marianas Trench. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.